We've got Rodney Dillard hanging out with us on the phone. You want to say hi to everybody here?
Hey, Andy, how's everybody in Asheville? I'm sure everybody's doing well, either taking a lunch break or sleeping on duty. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a little hard to sleep on duty when you're sitting on the radio. I think folks could tell if I was napping.
Yeah, it's a goldfish bowl. Yeah, but it's I go through Asheville all the time because my wife had grew up and she was from North Carolina and Beverly, and so I'm very familiar with the area.
Well, you've had quite the career. You spent some time playing music in all sorts of different areas, including on television. Maybe you should tell a little bit of the audience about exactly who it is you are and what you do. Okay. For those who aren't familiar.
It's been like almost like a dual career.
Yeah,
we started out we from the Ozarks, went to Hollywood, and within a week we had a major record deal with Elektra Records and signed with a major agency, and believe it or not, was on the Andy Griffith Show. And of course, we played that family of hillbillies that came in out of the mountains and gave Andy a hard time. Meanwhile, we were starting to make records and started to do college concerts. So it was like two different bands almost, but with generally the same music. But if a lot of folks are old enough to remember the Andy Griffith Show, which a lot of people do, it's still on the air. It's never been off the air in 50 some odd years. It's sure a tribute to the people who enjoy that kind of a show and enjoy the and like the family values that show represented.
Yeah, I remember growing up and watching it when I was a kid. I used to sit cross-legged in front of my grandma's old turndial TV when she was snapping green beans and watch. It was a blast for me. And I know that you've probably got quite the group of folks excited about you coming. You've got a show here at the Gray Eagle coming up on the 24th, right?
I believe it's the 25th, isn't it?
25th? That's super awesome. I'm stoked about it.
Yeah,
because folks,
and you, me too. I love Asheville audiences. Well, gosh, I love all audiences. What am I saying? I enjoy that area because there's a real appreciation, like the Ozarks, for this kind of music. You know, when we went to California and spent all those years out there doing different major television shows, people didn't really understand bluegrass. The people in the who weren't second generation or first generation country folks, and so we were bringing this into the folky at the time. You know, and the folk people really thought that the bluegrass was an unusual and interesting music. You know, they were looking for something new, which was actually something old. If that makes any sense.
It does make sense. Sure does.
Yeah. And it's you know, when we were started out, it was just straight bluegrass, and then in the 60s, I started just doing things that I wanted to do, taking that music and those roots and applying it to other ways to go, you know. And I did it because I enjoyed it, not because I was trying to get in the mainstream. I had the opportunity, and the record label let me do it, to experiment. Of course, that got me in a lot of trouble with the real traditionalists back then.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up playing traditional music. My dad was an old-time fiddle player, and my mother played guitar. And my dad was from Tennessee, and he had the old-style dancing, you know, like you see Beverly and all those, you know, she was with the Greengrass Cloggers. But, you know, I grew up in that kind of environment, so I felt that I had a right to do what I wanted to do at the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and
what was it like bringing that kind of music to Hollywood?
Well, it was people in Hollywood. You know, it was a strange place. They were always looking for the new thing, and something unusual. They were always looking for it, and that's why so many kids drifted into Hollywood with their music. You know, I could say the Byrds, the older groups like that. That was the petri dish of new and creative music back in the 60s. And so us having been on the Andy Griffith Show and some other shows gave us an opportunity to play for folks who normally would never hear that music. So we were working some of the more posh places with clubs in the beginning, the Hungry Eye, where a lot of major acts got their starts, comedians and different people. So we were sort of doing both. It wasn't until the later years when we had a record that actually hit the pop charts when we started playing some bluegrass festivals. At the time, they were crossover festivals. And it's been a real wild ride in Europe and all over. And it's amazing that I could still go out there and entertain folks and play music. My whole purpose is to make people happy and entertainment-wise. And, not just stand up there and play and say, well, here, and thank you very much, here's the next song. I like to relate to the audience. I do, different things. For folks who've never seen us, I like to get to know people, in the audience, not just treat them as one animal.
Yeah, one giant conglomerate, yeah. No, I get it, and I imagine that when you had a chance to kind of step away from the Hollywood stuff, that it felt really good to be able to get back to some of the music you were wanting to play.
Oh, yeah. I still
not that you didn't want to play the other stuff.
Yeah, I get requests for that, and people say, well, I want to hear this and I want to hear this. Well, I'm unplugged now. And I just plan on staying unplugged and integrating some of the music, but I have such an incredible band now. I'm so proud of these guys. They're all recording musicians, and in fact, one of the banjo player and guitar player, Tony Ray, has a group called Blue Mafia, and he was on the road this last European tour with Dan Tominski.
Oh, wow!
And he was on the last album I just recorded. They're all those kind of players and just good people. That's what means a lot to me, is to have that kind of a band together. It's just fun for me. It's just been a blast. And Beverly and I, of course, we had a show here in Branson, Missouri, for 8 years in a huge amphitheater at a place called Silver Dollar City, which is an entertainment park. And then we had a show in a theater down here. But I like it. Yeah, we were raising kids, so I wanted to stay close to the house,
Yeah.
And it was giving up the road for a while, but I raised my kids. They all turned out real good. In fact, my son is a captain in the Sheriff's Department in Bristol, Tennessee. And he turned out to be a real Barney Fife.
Oh, that's great. That's great. We just drove through there. I'm glad he didn't pull us over. Not that I wouldn't want to meet him.
Well, he pretty much now is up there in the office. He's not on the road anymore, thank God. But he's a musician, but he got himself into a lot of other kinds of musicians music, which I hoped he would have. And he has a band that he plays on the weekend, and they play this fusion stuff,
Oh yeah,
and he's a keyboard player and a singer. In fact, he's singing one of my albums, but it's been a really, really neat thing, and I just want to bring all the music and all the experience I've had to that show at Gray Eagle. I'm just looking forward to doing that. And for the people, some people start throwing questions at me about what it was like being on the Andy Griffith Show, and I've got some stories that...
You want to tell a story?
Nope.
Uh-oh.
And I'll tell you some stories. And are you going to be around, Dan? I don't want to put you on the spot. Well, would you come down and play some spoons with us?
Well, I'm going to try my hardest to get down there for the show. And I'll check my calendar and give you a buzz later this afternoon and let you know for sure. But I'm gonna try my dangdest to get down there.
Well, that's great. Beverly, my wife, Tommy Gerald taught her how to play that kind of frailing banjo that's played up in that area, It's all different. You scoop out the bottom of the neck, and
yeah.
You get that sound like Clarence Ashley and those guys used to get. And she plays that type of banjo.
That's beautiful.
Of course, my fiddle player is just incredible. And he lives. He's just not far in Bakersville.
Oh yeah. He lives in Bakersville. Well, folks, if you're just now tuning in, we've got Rodney Dillard here on air with us, having a good time, having a chat about what it was like in Hollywood and what it was like playing music all throughout the years, ever since the 50s and before. And it's pretty cool. He's got a show coming up on Monday, March 25th, at the Grey Eagle, so make sure you get tickets and hang out and have a good time, and you know, because I imagine, when's the last time you were here in Asheville? Has it been a while?
I would have to ask the brains of the family. My wife, she would know. We played a festival there for Milton Harkey, I think.
Yes.
Several years ago, it was a big ice storm. Big ice storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the last time I've actually played Asheville proper, played around different places. And, of course, every year we go to Mount Airy and play that Mayberry Days. It's pretty much something you have to do.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like something that you're a shoe-in for sure.
it always sells out the day after we play it for the next year, so... People probably could get their tickets for that, but it's just it's good to be back out on the road again. I'm enjoying it. It's different. I'm not trying to feed five families and two agencies, it's just great that I got this group that I can go out with.
It's got to just feel really awesome being able to scale down to your band and not have to worry about a lot of the other stuff. That you had been worried about.
You're now. Right, and you know how that goes, you know.
I do.
Being an entertainer, yeah. You know how that goes. But in my case, it's great. My kids are raised. My grandkids are, well, one of them's still 8 years old. But I get to go out and do it. And I sure look forward to Grey Eagle. And I don't take anything for granted anymore. I appreciate you having me on the air and... That'll help, I hate to play a place where all you hear is crickets.
Oh, I know what you mean. I've played those shows, though.
I've been very fortunate over the years. When I started going back out on there, I was hoping I still had a fan base, and I have been blessed to do that. I haven't been embarrassed yet by a small crowd.
Well,
small crowd or not, you know, we just get down there and it's like a family reunion. If there's three people, we'll just get right down in there and get with them.
That's awesome. Well, I hope I'm thinking I'm going to be at your show, and I am going to post all around everywhere and let everybody know how awesomeness is going to be happening on that Monday at the Grey Eagle. I'm stoked. I'm really stoked that you're coming to town, and I hope you continue to come to town as often as you can.
Well, I would love to, and I'm glad to see that you're a YouTube star.
Oh, you're goodness.
Always, now, when I pull up recommended, pow, there you are.
Well, take it for somebody who knows. Asheville loves you, and I think you're going to have a great time here. And I'm really excited.
Me too, and I sure appreciate your time.
Alrighty. We'll talk to you later. How about we give you a buzz some other time and chat with you on the phone? Is that okay? Can we keep you in our book?
Yeah, that would be great. Beverly is being a North Carolinian and being with Tommy Gerald. She did that old time. What was that?
Women's festival in Mount Airy.
Yeah, the women's old time festival in Mount Airy. She does that.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, and she's very much in.
My greengrass clogger friends are there.
Yeah, all her greengrass clogger friends are out there around Asheville, and And so it's like a family reunion for her.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, folks. All right. All right. We'll talk to you later. We're going to keep you in our book.
Okay, thank you. And folks, come and see me.
Again, the date is the 25th. That's a Monday coming up here real soon. So grab your tickets before they're gone and get your butt in the seat because you don't want to miss awesomeness. All righty. Yeah. Thanks a ton.
All right. Thanks, Abby.
Yeah. Alrighty, folks. That was some fun. A little bit of Rodney Dillard there from the Dillards. If you remember the Darlins from the Andy Griffith Show, that's the awesomeness that happens right there. You can catch him. You can catch him coming up on the 25th at the Gray Eagle, and it's pretty awesome that he's coming here to Asheville. I'm going to try to sneak in and catch the show myself. So I'm hoping that my calendar will find a little opening for me to be able to do that. All right, folks, you've been listening to the Busker Broadcast. This is the best radio station in all of the Spooniverse. I love this show. I love this town. I love this station. We're going to have a fun drive coming up. So make sure you go to our Asheville FM Facebook page and click the like button. Make sure you go to AshevilleFM.org and poke around right there and check out. You can hit the big red donate button. Or if you're interested, you could browse through all the other shows that we have coming on, especially, you know, shows like ours. You know, you can go through and look at playlists, see what we've been playing throughout the day. If there's some stuff that you liked but you're not quite sure what it was, you can go on there and find out exactly what it was we were playing. You can also listen online, so if you leave town or maybe you're from out of town to begin with and you've already found us in this way, that's AshevilleFM.org. So make sure you do that and take us out of town with you when you leave. There's no excuse now. When you're driving out of the area, you could just stick your phone on a Bluetooth and call it good.